At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jed's in charge. I'm going on a bender.
Jed Hoyer.
Jed Hoyer, man. What a story that is.
Chicago Cubs president of baseball operations.
You got to get better. And then we should try to be building 90-win teams here. I mean, you know, like that's like what you have to do to, you know, that's a playoff standard.
World Series champion general manager.
The key to this whole operation is going to be building that scouting and player development machine. The Cubs way.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Jed Hoyer.
Should we count my no comments on this question? See how many we get to in 6 months?
Jed Hoyer with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Jed Hoyer is sponsored by the all-new Toyota on Edens in Northbrook. Visit toyotaonedens.com. It's our pleasure to bring in the president of baseball operations of the Chicago Cubs, Jed Hoyer, here on The Score. Jed, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Things have been going really well for your team, even when they haven't had slug. How satisfying is that to see that your team is so well-rounded?
Yeah, no, it's been a good run for us. And, you know, obviously early in the season, we were scoring, you know, a ton of runs. And, you know, I think we have a really good offense, but some of those numbers were probably unsustainable. And you have to be able to win in a lot of different ways. And I feel like the last couple homestands, the wind has blown in a little bit against the Rockies, against the Pirates. And, you know, we've been able to win some games, you know, in different ways with pitching and defense. And that is gratifying because you're right. You can't just win one way. You have to be able to win a lot of ways. And we've sort of done both.
Talking to Ryan Brazier in the clubhouse the other day, guy was on the 2018 Red Sox and last year's Dodgers, who both won titles. He said he has not been on a team that fields it and runs the bases as well as this one. That's high praise.
No, it is. And it really is a credit to the coaches and the players, but our coaches are super well prepared. I think they're, you know, really taking advantage of little things the defense does. I thought like our double steal in the 10th inning was this really great preparation by the coaching staff the other day. And so we've been running the bases hard. And I think you need to on the days that the wind blows in, you have to be aggressive. And we've been more aggressive on those kind of days than on days we can slug. So that's great to hear. It is a really good defensive team. Obviously the guys up the middle have just been fantastic, and having that, you know, defensive spine, so to speak, has really allowed us to play a lot of clean games.
Now that Craig is a year and a half in with the whole operation and kind of knowing how things work, what would you say has been his strength? And can you, as someone that's in charge of the baseball ops, see it more clearly now this season than maybe last season?
Yeah, I mean, he's certainly more comfortable. You know, he changed the staff a little bit based on some of his recommendations. So I think it's the staff is more reflective of what he wants. I think that if you look at the way we're playing this year in terms of how we're running the bases and how we're playing defense, I think it's more reflective of what he wants. And so, yeah, I think certainly having him here for a full year, getting him – a chance to see what we do and then and make some real recommendations that has really been helpful. So, yeah, he's certainly more comfortable, and I think, you know, as a result, more effective. And I'd say in terms of his biggest strength, I mean, obviously he's incredibly bright, and I think he makes great decisions in-game, and he's really well-prepared, but I think his steadiness is really remarkable. It's hard to tell after games we won or lost is based on his reaction. He knows that, you know, this is a 162-game marathon. You have to, you know, be steady, and I think I can't imagine anyone more steady than him from on a day-to-day basis.
Has he affected the way that you think about managing a bullpen from a roster perspective during the course of the year, now that you guys are working together on that?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is I feel total confidence that if we bring someone in, he's going to deploy them the right way, and he's willing to throw guys right in the fire, which I think is important, that he trusts the guys down there. I think you've seen almost every guy in our bullpen pitch in a significant spot. You know, I remember when we acquired Drew Pomeranz, it was, you know, a small deal with Seattle, and, you know, he threw him kind of right in high leverage situations. And I think that the players feel that trust, that he'll put him in big spots. And I think it means a lot for us that, you know, if we acquire somebody, you know, based on, you know, he's part of the process, he knows what the scouts say, he knows what the analytics are, and so he understands the player, and he's willing to deploy those guys in the right spot right away.
Boy, that's interesting, because that makes all the sense in the world. A guy who's done the job and is a part of that, because the roster churn and the role churn in the bullpen has seemed very aggressive and well done this year. Since April 19th, it's the best bullpen ERA in baseball. It's kind of amazing considering how it started.
Yeah, I mean, it is stabilized really well. And listen, bullpens, they're volatile. You know, there's ups and there's downs, but it's been an impressive run for these guys. They've been throwing strikes. They've been attacking guys. And, you know, hopefully we can continue to give those reinforcements, because I would say there's no completion. There's no finish line when it comes to a bullpen. That there's always going to be, you know, injuries. There's always going to be volatility. And it's our job to try to keep finding guys. And, you know, the nice thing is, like I said, knowing that when we do find those guys, like, he'll be part of the process, and then he'll also deploy them the right way. I think that goes a long way towards having an effective bullpen.
Yeah, to speak on a couple of guys specifically in the bullpen, what was you guys' plan to get Ryan Pressly right? Because what he's done since being taken out of some of the high-leverage situations has been impressive enough to end up back in the high-leverage situations.
Yeah, well, I'll give, you know, Tommy Hotovy and the pitching guys a lot of credit. You know, when he struggled against the Giants in that game, I feel like in some ways that was, I don't want to say coming, but it was something that it was led to by the fact that he was striking out at that point. I think it was like 7 or 8% of the batters he was facing, which is just too low to pitch late in the game. The ball was in play too much, and whenever the ball's in play that much, there's, you know, a lot of balls end up being hits. And so I feel like, you know, he wasn't striking out guys before that game. That game happened. I think, you know, give Ryan a lot of credit and our pitching guys credit. They sort of redoubled their efforts to figure out, you know, how to incorporate more swing and miss and get back closer to his career norms. And I think since that game, it's around 23% strikeout rate. So he's really improved significantly since then. And you're right. I think he's, give him credit for, you know, pitching well and earning his way back to pitching high leverage. He pitched 3 in a row the other day, all in big spots, and did a nice job. So he deserves a lot of credit for sticking with it and making real improvements.
We have been discussing as a show, Spiegs and I have been talking about Daniel Palencia, and he's four-seamer slider primarily. And we've both been like, is there a tertiary pitch? And should that pitch be a changeup because of how good his four-seamer is, or should it be like a splitty to go with it? When you see someone with that type of arm talent and he's being effective with two pitches, do you push for a third pitch, or do you let him come to you with the idea of a third pitch?
Yeah, he does have a split that he doesn't throw very often. I think, you know, he was a starting pitcher. You know, so he has the ability to throw, you know, different pitches. But ultimately, I think simplifying his attack plan has been the best way to sort of get him in the strike zone and get him consistent. And I think that's the most important thing. You know, he's throwing, you know, north of 100 He's throwing strikes. I think sometimes that simple approach is enough, honestly. So yes, I think obviously you want to continue to refine, continue to improve. It would be great if he could get to a point of comfort where he would throw, you know, throw the splitter in some of those situations. But right now, I think the biggest focus is on, he's throwing 100 and he's in the strike zone. We're going to be okay. And I think that's been the focus. And I think Daniel and the pitching guys have done a really good job of getting him there.
It's quite an origin story to how he became a Cub. And then now here he is closing games. It's kind of an example of how bullpens work in modern baseball, isn't it? It's a remarkable route for Palencia.
Oh, absolutely. And I give our pro scouts, our analysts a lot of credit. I mean, he was a guy we got, you know, for Andrew Chafin at the deadline, and it was kind of unheralded move. And, you know, he went to the minors and was a starter, and it is, in some ways, it's how it happens, right? The guy with this kind of arm talent probably wasn't quite consistent enough in some ways to be a starter, but you put him in the bullpen, and there were some ups and downs, but he stuck with it really well. Our guys have stuck with him, and it's fun to watch him have success right now.
It is. It's fun to see the success team-wide of what you guys have done, and we're getting close to the halfway mark. Do you feel like you know what this team's identity is?
I mean, I think the identity of this team, I think, is I think we play really clean baseball, and we have really good at-bats, and I think that's the most important thing, right? I think we're fourth in the league and lowest walk rate as a pitching staff. I think the ball, we don't have a huge swing and miss staff. We generally throw strikes. The ball's in play. Our guys, we have really good defenders. And I think we run the bases hard. And I think, the at-bat quality has been good. So I'm mostly impressed with the consistency of the group in terms of showing up prepared to play night after night. You're going to have your ups and downs, but it's not going to be because of preparation. They're going to come trying to play a clean game that night defensively and trying to have good at-bats. And I think we've done that remarkably well, and I think that does start with Craig.
We are talking to Jed Hoyer right here on the Spiegel & Holmes Show on The Score. Are you upset with your former employee and friend, well, I don't know if he's a former friend, Craig Breslow, for making the Giants better in the National League playoff race? Because, boy, they seem to be kind of a beast now with that Devers kid.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think, I know Brez incredibly well. I know Buster a little bit. I think both guys are really competitive. I think both guys feel like they made their organization better with that move. And I think both things can be completely true. But, yeah, certainly the National League, this continues to get more and more depth and more good players. And that's just what we have to contend with. But I do think that, like I said, I know Brez felt, incredible conviction that was the right move to make them better. And I think, he's really competitive. He wants to win. I think he feels like this is the best avenue to that. And I think that makes a lot of sense for them to do that.
He had some really thoughtful humility yesterday on the record about learning from the Devers situation. On the personal level, about like how to communicate with players and that kind of thing. I bet you could relate on a human level to that stuff.
It's hard. I think that, obviously he hasn't been there for a long time. I feel like one of the advantages, I think, of being in a place for a long time is, you not only could we acquire these players, but we've watched a lot of these players develop and grow up. And so you build those relationships, and those are easier when you're here for a long time. When you just get to a place and people are established, I think that's a little bit harder to do. So, I think Brez is pretty incredible executive and incredible mind, and he's going to be really good at this job for a long time. But it's good to hear that, he's still learning. And I think that, this was a very complicated situation in a lot of ways and not an easy one to deal with.
So what are the chances that they end up better, kind of like the Nomar trade in 2004, Jed?
Well, I think that was the calculus, obviously. I think whether that happens all in 2025 or in the future, I mean, they've got a really good young core of players. I feel like that there's definitely an organization with the arrow up, and I think that was the calculus for them is that, obviously I think they feel like they can – still compete this year, but I think, obviously they felt like they can redeploy that money and that position really well going forward. And like I said, they've got a ton of young talent. So I think that they're definitely an organization that's in a really healthy place.
It worked for you and Theo in 2004 is all I'm saying, So why not?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, that was, I give Theo all the credit in the world. I mean, that was such an unbelievably unpopular decision. And they have told the story a lot of times. I remember, you know, I think I was pretty naive. We just felt like it was the right baseball decision. Our defense was terrible and we needed to improve our defense. And I you know, in my, my naivete, that's sort of how I viewed it. And you know, we made the trade and then, you know, all of a sudden, like the ramifications of you just traded away this iconic player in Boston, and you know, Theo had to wear that. And I remember watching him go through it and seeing just how lonely it was to wear it, you know, during that period. And it took us like 2 weeks to really to start to play well. The first 2 weeks of August, we still kind of muddled around, and then finally in mid-August we took off and never looked back. But it was the right decision. And frankly, I've said this a number of times that, you know, that deal today would be like, yeah, of course you did that, because our defense was really poor and we needed to improve our defense. And but back then, with defensive numbers being like really rudimentary, people didn't view it that way at all. And so it's funny to look at it through the lens of now, which that deal is pretty logical. But back then it was really radical and no one wanted to hear about how you just improve the defense.
Well, Jed, what's that anxiety like for an executive when you make a move and you're like, look, we need this move maybe to work out for us right now versus down the road? When those types of situations comes up, how much antacid are you taking?
I mean, I've said this a lot. I think that the deals that I've made that I had the most conviction on, like, I think that, you know, ultimately, like, you know, the trading the core in 2021, I mean, it was brutally hard. And I was obviously here when we won the World Series. I know how much those players meant to the organization. I also felt incredible conviction that we needed to move forward. And we needed to, you know, acquire some young talent for the organization. So, you know, I had the conviction to do it, but it didn't mean that the backlash wasn't difficult. There's a lot of really difficult days after those trades. And that's something that's the job, right? You have to make these hard decisions. I think Brez felt really convicted that he had to make this decision. And like I said, I give him a ton of credit. I mean, I look at it the same way when I look at like Nico Harrison with the Mavericks. You know, whether or not he made the right or wrong decision, that's not for me to argue. But having the strength to make the decision and believe in it, I think that to me is really impressive, because you know you're going to face a tremendous backlash. And ultimately, like, I know he believed he was doing the right thing for the Mavericks, and I think that takes a lot of strength.
To go back to specifically the Devers deal, you guys had to do something, I guess, similar, not the same, where with Saya, you had to say, look, we're getting Kyle Tucker, and we probably need you to play a little bit more DH than you'd like to. How difficult was that conversation, and how happy are you that it's worked out seemingly for everybody?
Yeah, well, Matt, you know, I think that helps knowing the player. Like, you know, we brought Saya in. We had Craig and I got on the phone with him. You know, we had Zooms with him in Japan to talk about it and to make it clear. And I think that because we had the relationship, I think that was something that we were able to do. And I think it's worked out really well. And he is playing. I think we're trying to get Kyle and Ian off their feet and give Saya days in the outfield. And he's done a great job with it and he's having a great year. But I do think we benefited from having the relationship, but we were very straightforward and very transparent about the situation. And I think Saya handled it really well.
Do you think a deal like the Devers one could jumpstart the market? What does it feel like in terms of the time frame of the trade market for this season now?
Probably a one-off deal. I don't think it jumpstarts the market, but I think, you know, there's, as you start to get into this time of year, there's more conversations that are happening, and it just sort of keeps ramping up. And usually there's a lot of talk around the draft. People in this industry generally talk around the draft anyway, so that there's always a lot of chatter around draft time. And then really right after, I mean, it's almost like as the draft ends, I feel like that really kicks into gear, and that's sort of how it's worked the last few years.
You guys made the Samardzija and Hamill for Addison Russell trade on the 4th of July, made the Jose Quintana acquisition on the 13th of July. So you've got some experience with early moves. Does this team and this situation warrant you thinking on the earlier side?
Yeah, I know if deals are there and transactions are there, I think certainly you're right. I mean, every turn through the rotation or every outing that you get extra out of a player adds value. So it makes a lot of sense. And, you know, when we were on the sell side, we were very aware of that. You mentioned a few of those deals. I think that the deal that we traded Matt Garza like 2 or 3 weeks before the deadline as well. We were pretty aware of that. And we felt like we could always get a little bit extra value out of teams if we were willing to act early. And sometimes, you know, some of the sellers haven't declared themselves. So if you're a seller that it was clear that we were sellers, it made sense to kind of jump the market and rather than wait for the market to get flooded as we got closer to the deadline. So we were pretty aware of that as a seller. And, you know, I think as a buyer, certainly it makes sense that if the prices aren't, you know, prohibitive, it makes sense to make an earlier deal rather than a later deal.
If you talk to pretty much any baseball executive this time of year, they're going to say, we need more pitching. And they're not going to be wrong. Everyone needs pitching and could use a little bit more. And I know that you've gone on the record and talked about that too, that's something that you might be looking for inside of a trade market. That being said, the moves that you guys have already made, and considering that Justin Steele has been down and Shota has been down for a big portion of the season, when you look at the way that your rotation has reacted to this, does it change your mind at all? Or do you say, like, let's continue to bolster them?
I think they're separate things. Like, I'm super proud of the way this rotation has pitched. I mean, I think our two highest projected pitchers, you know, one's been out for the year, the other's been out since really like around May 4th. And they've responded really well. You know, Talion's been terrific and Boyd's been terrific. And, you know, Cade has come up and pitched well. And, you know, I think, you know, Ben's had been a little bit up and down, and Colin has been really steady. And I give those guys so much credit for that. But all that said, I just think that, you know, the way the game is played now, you've got to just continue to add pitching when you can. So, yeah, there's a reason that all these teams are saying they need pitching, is because I think everyone has the sense that you can't have enough depth. And also the rules have changed, right, where you can't make the waiver deals you used to be able to make in August. And so you're a little bit more shut once the deadline passes on July 31st, and that's those are your pitchers. You can't go out in the same way you used to be able to do that in August and find somebody. So, you have to acquire as much depth as you can, and I think we'll be certainly looking for that.
What's the latest on Shota?
He's going to pitch later this week for Iowa, and then we'll sort of reevaluate. But he's made two rehab starts for in Arizona. He threw four innings on the 14th. I think he threw 44 pitches and then threw a bunch in the bullpen. So, he's on track. And like I said, he'll pitch for Iowa later this week, and then we'll kind of reevaluate.
Not that you guys would rush him, but does it help to not rush him because you guys have been so good?
We haven't rushed him. We want to make sure we get him right and get him healthy. And I'm excited to get him back. I think not only is he really good, but he also provides innings that are super valuable. And in today's game, when you can get 6 or 7 innings out of your starter, it helps rest your bullpen. And so, I think that's been something that I think our guys have done a better job of that lately. But we had a stretch where our guys are kind of going 5 innings, and that makes it really hard to get 12 outs a night out of your bullpen. And, we're excited to get Shota back, but, we haven't rushed him. And ultimately, I think we'll be better for that.
All right, just be honest. Last thing, Jed. Has anybody sent to you, or have you seen Jim Bowden's ridiculous trade proposal from the Cubs for Sandy Alcantara of the Marlins? Have you seen this one yet today?
I don't read that stuff.
I did. It's not what I asked. Did anybody send it to you yet? Because
no.
Would you like to know? Would you like to know what Jim has proposed? All right, thank you. Here it comes. Right-handed pitcher Cade Horton, outfielder Owen Casey, outfielder Kevin Alcantara, and shortstop Ronnie Cruz. All 4 of those guys for Sandy Alcantara. What's he smoking?
I think the trade deadline is sort of like the NFL draft in the sense it almost becomes its own industry.
Yep.
I know that a lot of people have opinions about what people should do. I think it's fun. I like the fact that people are always talking about the trade deadline, but ultimately I don't read that stuff for a reason.
All right. We have a canned answer that we've saved. Tanny, you have this, right? So we'll just say if the Marlins called and asked, here's what Jed would say.
No.
So that, yeah, that's just you saying no. We're just going to use that.
I love it.
Jed, tomorrow, my partner, Matt Spiegel, is singing the national anthem at the game.
God. Unbelievable.
Yep. Can't wait to hear the rest of this comment.
It's just the truth. He thought it was a joke. He literally is going to sing the national anthem tomorrow.
Singing the anthem tomorrow night at your place.
Is he gonna sing live? Is it pre-recorded? That's what I want to know.
It's live. It's live. Yeah, I got a guitar player. He's going to do his Jimi Hendrix thing, and I'll do my Whitney Houston thing, and we'll meet somewhere in the middle tomorrow night.
Oh, man. I can't wait. I'm going to be out there for that.
Yes, you have to. Go down there and heckle him. Because that's what we love, is heckling the anthem.
Yeah, then you can call the radio station and critique me like I've critiqued you through the years.
I think that's your chance.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's funny. We always talk about that with the 7th inning stretch singers. It's like, oh, God, that was a bad one. And I'm like, who am I to criticize? I'd be terrible. So I feel like I'm going to – like the fact that you're willing to sing in front of 36,000 to 38,000 people, I give you all the credit in the world, and I will hold my critiques.
Well, we appreciate it.
I wouldn't do it. Let me tell you that.
So if they asked you, you wouldn't do it?
Do the anthem?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I feel like that'd be like trampling on the flag if I sang that. That would be terrible. Yeah, I know. I think you have to know your strengths and weaknesses, and I would never do that.
All right, so wait, what about the stretch?
You do the stretch.
I do the stretch. I'd probably bring people with me, though, to make sure that I was drowned out.
Yeah. And I might make that deal for Alcantara. Yeah. You never know. Yeah.
Here's what I'm thinking, Speaks. Next year, 10th anniversary of the World Series team.
Jed a stretch.
Theo, Rizzo, whoever goes up there and sings a stretch.
It's up to him.
Hey, it's not my department, but yeah, certainly. I've never done it. It'd be a life experience, that's for sure. And like I said, I'm always wary when I criticize other people because you gotta know yourself. It can't be easy.
It cannot be. Jed, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Take care.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.